All right, we're back. Jaquetta Williams with your health connection. We've got some callers. Let's get those in before we run out of time. We've got Kelly out of Austell. Kelly, what's your question?
Yeah, I have a question about the symptoms. With night sweats and night tremors in the sleep and cramping in the sleep and maybe just can't get it up sometimes, would that be symptoms of prostate issues?
Okay, doctor, I'll let you address that.
Yeah, Kelly, not typically. Those aren't classic symptoms of prostate cancer. The classic symptoms of prostate cancer really are kind of urinary symptoms. But if you find men who have advanced disease, men who have spread to the bones, things of nature, you can have this more systemic symptom, like maybe the fever, like tumor is can create heat and temperature. Mm-hmm. That could be there. But I wouldn't, because a man has those symptoms, link them with prostate cancer. We do see an instance of erectile dysfunction. So that's another reason for men to come into the doctor if they have any issues with erectile dysfunction, because sometimes with the advancement of the disease, the nerves that supply the male erection run close to the prostate, and if the tumor grows along that nerve root, it sometimes can affect that. So it's another reason for men to come in.
But really quickly, is there a possibility, too, that he may just be having issues in that area, but it doesn't have, because I'm assuming once you get older as a man, that's going to be an issue anyway, right?
But there is. But here's the deal. Every man who comes to see me for erectile dysfunction, you know what I check them for? Prostate cancer.
Gotcha.
The one thing that these medicines have done is brought the man into the office, and I think it's irresponsible for a doctor just to give a man a prescription for ED medicine and send him out the door. We got a captive audience. You know, you come to see me for erectile dysfunction, you're getting your prostate screen, period.
Okay. All right. Our next question is coming from Tyrone. Tyrone, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Okay. What's your question?
I was just wondering if your guest didn't mind what medicine he was taking now for his disease.
I'm assuming he wants to know what oral chemo you're taking.
Zytiga. 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 It's an oral medicine.
And Tyrone, are you dealing with prostate cancer, or do you know someone who is?
I know someone who is.
And you want to provide that information to that person?
Maybe you can mention to their doctor, because I haven't heard his doctor talk about it yet.
Okay. All right, Tyrone, thank you.
Well, let me just say this, Tyrone. One of the things that happens with medicines is that there is, you may call it a gradation, for lack of a better description. In other words, he may be prescribing something and simply hasn't gotten to the point where he has come to describe Zytiga. So it may be one of those instances. I just want to point that out. And so they didn't give me Zytiga 6 years ago or 3 years ago. I had to go through a whole lot of treatments before I got to that point. So I just want you to keep that in mind, okay?
Well, could you not just get it off the top? Or you is that the process? You had to have that other stuff before Zytiga.
I had to go through a process. And at this point in time, this is what was recommended to me. It would not have been recommended to me 6 years ago.
I guess my question was going to be, if you knew it was going to work then, I would have preferred having it earlier than later. But like you said, it's a process, so I gotcha. I want to really quickly, because we did talk about the documentary that you were shooting, and you started in 2004?
And we started in 2007. I got diagnosed in 2006.
And you're still shooting.
And we're still shooting.
So just in case people were listening and wanted to have an opportunity to see the documentary, you can't see it yet because they're still shooting it.
We're still shooting it.
Okay, but that's good to know, because you're still shooting it, which means you're still alive, which means you're still thriving. So hallelujah for that.
Yes.
Doctor, is there anything else that people need to know in regards to prostate cancer, some of the myths or the things that give men pause that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, one of the controversies that a lot of people recently have heard some recommendations that have come out about prostate cancer screening. It was a certain organization, the U.S. Preventative Task Force, that about a year ago put out a recommendation that we should screen men for prostate cancer, stop doing PSAs. Okay. And that was their recommendation, because even though the incidence of deaths of prostate cancer have reduced 50% in the past 30 years is because of PSA, they still think that we haven't done enough. And so the recommendation is to not screen men with PSA. And this has been a conflicting message. It almost gives ammunition to men who don't want to be screened in the first place. So it's almost irresponsible. Mm-hmm. It's almost like taking mammograms and pap smears away from women. It just makes no sense. And so the recommendation of the American Cancer Society, the American Urologic Association, is that we still recommend screening with PSA and DRE, and don't let the information change that. Every man who's a prostate cancer survivor will tell you their cancer was diagnosed because of PSA.
Just like even Mr. Franklin. Let's go now to Glenn, who's out of Atlanta. Glenn, you have a question?
Yes. Hi. I'm going to be 58 years old here, coming up in December, and I recently went to the doctor and had a full annual exam, and my blood work came back. My PSA was 2.1. Now, the last time I went to the doctor, it was probably maybe like a year and a half ago. My PSA was right around the same number, I believe. I don't have all the numbers in front of me. And then when I went to the doctor, maybe a year and a half before that, it was like 1.75. Now, the last time I went to the doctor, I asked him, I said, well, are you going to do the rectal exam? And he said, well, no, we'll just do the blood test and look at the PSA and see what it is. So I was just kind of wondering about that, because I've been listening to the show, and the doctor recommended that when you go to the doctor that you both do the blood work and the digital rectal exam. And I just wondered what you thought about that at my age with my PSA being 2.1.
Yeah. The recommendation is still to do both. I mean, there are some cancers that don't make PSA. There are some patients who will have prostate cancer and the PSA is normal, and you do a rectal exam and you feel a nodule and things. So you really have to still incorporate digital rectal as part of the screening. The PSA of 2.1, what we also look at is PSA velocity, the change in PSA over time, and then the age-specific parameters. You know, you're somebody who I would have a discussion, is 2.1, you're 58. No, that's kind of getting toward the borderline. We could either recheck it. I probably wouldn't wait a year to recheck it. Maybe let's see what it's doing in 6 months. If it's continuing to go up, the next time it's 2.2 or 2.4, you're a person that I probably would look at with ultrasound, because we're diagnosing men a lot earlier because we're being much more aggressive in our diagnostic techniques.
Does he have an option to insist too? Like, if he's saying he wants it, can his doctor not just do it because he's asked for it? Because sometimes you have to be your own advocate.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
so could he do that?
He can
as
do
well
that.
And say, I still want you to check?
Mm-hmm. He can do that. Or the other thing, I tell some patients, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Their free screenings going all over the city at different area hospitals here, that the men can go in and get a digital rectal exam from a urologist or a physician and a free PSA. And so, he should, if he feels that it needs to be done, I think doctors, I listen to my patients. The patients want a PSA, you know what? Who am I
do
to
it.
Say? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, 50% of the time they're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know your body better than anybody else does.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about those free screenings. So if somebody wants to get a free screening, and if they don't specifically know all the places, is there a way to go look it up, or can they come to your hospital or what?
Yeah, Emory Midtown. I don't know the dates of ours, but what you should do is call the hospitals in Atlanta, Piedmont, Northside, Emory Midtown,
and just
Atlanta
find
Medical,
out if they're doing it.
And they'll say, when's the prostate screening for September? And it'll be on a weekend, Saturday or Sunday, and usually they'll have a couple of them. Come and get a free PSA, particularly for the people who are underserved or underinsured. They get a free screening. And some health fairs sometimes have them as well. I mean, we shouldn't let our access to health care, we live in this climate with Affordable Health Care Act, we need to start thinking about this. I mean, early diagnosis is the answer here. And fortunately, we have Mr. Franklin, who's done very well, starting off in not a great position, but look how long he survived. And I bet you he wishes that he'd had that PSA done several years prior.
Let me tell you this, that I just simply cannot leave this station without saying this to the ready audience. I was a member of a national HMO for 13 years at the time that my PSA was discovered. To be abnormally high, I find out that in those 13 years, even though I had gone there, that they had never done a PSA on me.
Wow.
Yes. Never. Mm. Even though I had gone there for everything. I mean, I go to the doctor religiously. They had never done a PSA on me.
And is that something that you didn't know to even ask?
I did not know, because I'm thinking that when I go there and I'm getting blood work, it's automatically included.
Right.
So it had never been done. Never.
So that's another thing that people need to be aware of, too. Then if you're not quite sure, make sure you ask just to make sure it's being done. I'm going to let you. We've got just a little bit of time. Mr. Franklin, is there anything else that you want to let the folks who are listening to you, particularly because you did not show any of the signs or symptoms of a prostate cancer person? Is there anything that you want to let people know that you haven't?
Well, just basically to amplify on what I just said, don't assume things. Yeah, I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm a fairly well-educated person. And if it can happen to me,
it can happen to
anybody.
Mr. Franklin, we appreciate you so much for coming by here. Ralph C.T. Franklin and Dr. Walter Faulkner. Dr. Walt. Thank you so much for being willing to talk about something that I know that is incredibly sensitive. However, it was something that we definitely needed to talk about. So hopefully, if you have never had a PSA test, or if you're curious, ladies, please take your men. Men, don't be so man-like. Just get it done and then find out the information, okay? This is your girl, Jaquetta Williams. I appreciate you listening to Your Health Connection, and I'll see you, or you'll hear me, next time.
You've been listening to Your Health Connection. This program is made possible by funding from the National Institutes of Health and the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. For more information, please call 404-880-6878 or go to www.ccrtd.cau.edu. If you would like to listen to this show on demand, just go to WCOK.com and click on the Your Health Connection page. For Jaquetta Williams and producers Dr. Kimberly Davis and Rob Maynard, this is Jamal Ahmed. Thanks for listening to Your Health Connection.